Tumah that is found in a wall. And this wall is the outer wall of the building. As the wall serves all the floors of this building, it's the outer wall of all the floors of the building. And the cavity in the wall in which the mace is found is a tefa by a tefa with the height of a tefa. So the din is that a mace that is found in such an area is considered a kever sasam, a closed-in kever. And the tumah would be spread all around. But if the tumah was found in an area that's less than a tefa by a tefa with the height of a tefa, it would not have the din of a kever sasam, and the tumah would only go up, but it would not spread to the side. All the floors above the mace, even if there are 10 floors above the mace, would become tumah from the mace that is found in the wall in a space that's a tefa by a tefa with the height of a tefa, as the tumah would rise up and then spread to the sides and be metameh all the floors above the mace. Since it's an area of a tefa by a tefa by a rim tefa, it has a din of a kever sasam that spreads to all the floors above it. Haisa aliyah achat al gabi shnei bat hitmeah v'cha aliyah shagaba tahurt. If there was an aliyah above two houses, meaning to say the bottom floor of the building had two houses and the upper floors were only one house. Therefore, the upper floor was connected both of these houses. It went from the beginning of the first house to the end of the second house. And the tumah was found in the wall that divides the two bottom houses. In such a case, only the floor above the tumah would become tumah from the tumah, but the floors above that floor would remain tar, meaning to say the second floor would become tumah, but the third, fourth, and fifth floor would remain tar. The reason being, I think this tumah is found in the wall that divides the two bottom houses. When the tumah rises up to the floor above it, it rises up into the middle of that floor, since the floor above it is only one house. And since it rises up to the middle of the floor, that floor would act as an ayal, and it would be chaytid b'fnei ha'tumah, would stop the tumah from rising up further. So only that floor would become tameh, while the floors above it would be protected from becoming tameh from the mace. Kaisal shanis, tumah b'kaas b'ayla, b'kaas yeredis. A kaisal that's filled up right against the sea, that the waves of the sea crash against this wall, and the tumah is found in the wall. The tumah would break through and go up to the shemayim and break down and go down to the tahor, but it would not spread to the sides. And since this wall is built against the sea, it's probably built very strongly. And the tumah is probably found in a cavity that's less than a tefa by a tefa. So the din is that since it was found in an area that's less than a tefa by a tefa, it breaks through and it goes up and down, but it would not spread to the sides. As we mentioned earlier, that only a tumah that is found in an area that's more than a tefa by a tefa would the tumah spread to the side, that it would have a din of a kever sasam. But in this case, since it's confined in an area that's smaller than that, it would break its way up and down, but it would not spread to the side. Nefesh atumah hanogeh ba min hatzadim tor v'pnei shatumah b'kaas v'ayla b'kaas v'yaret. A gravestone that's atum, that is less than a tefa between the mace and the bottom of the gravestone. In such a case, somebody who touches the sides of the gravestone would be tar. He would not become tumah from the mace. And the tumah would break its way through and go up, and break its way through and go down, but it would not spread to the sides. And since there's less than a tefa between the mace and the gravestone, it doesn't have a din of a kever sasam, and the tumah would not spread to the sides. Imhaya makom ha'tumah tefach al tefach, arum tefach hanogea ba, mikol makom tameh, mipnei shehu kekever sasam. But if there was a space of a tefa by a tefa, at the height of a tefa, between the mace and the gravestone, in such a case, somebody who touches the sides of the gravestone would become tameh. Wherever he touches the gravestone, he would become tameh, because in such a case, since it's a tefa by a tefa, it has a din of a kever sasum, and the tumah is spread to all the sides. Samach la sukkos tumeh, Rabbi Yehuda mitan. In such a case, if there's less than a tefa by a tefa between the mace and the gravestone, that we said that the tumah does not spread to the sides. If somebody built huts right up against the sides of the gravestone, those huts would become tameh from the mace. Even though the mace does not spread to the sides, and he built the hut to the sides of the gravestone, but since those huts are like an oil over the mace, they would become tameh from the mace. While Rehuda disagrees, he holds that the huts are tar, and since it does not have a din of a kever sasam in this case, since it's less than a tefa between the mace and the gravestone, the huts that are built to the sides of the gravestone would be tar. They would not become tameh from the mace. Sanzalos by Zion Mishnah Beis, Kol Shipui Olim Ke'olim. Anytime they have an oil, that the sides of the oil are on a slant instead of being vertical. The slant is also considered part of an oil, so therefore, calendar underneath that slant would become tame if there's a mate inside the oil, as the oil is the entire area, including the part that's under the slant. An oil that's almost entirely slanted, it only ends at the top a finger width, meaning to say that the flat part of the oil on top is only a finger width, but the rest of the oil is on a slant, it's still considered an oil, so therefore the dinet tuma b'oil kelim shetachas hashipua tmeh. If there's a tuma underneath the oil, if there's a kezayis when it makes underneath the top part of the oil, which is flat, all kelim that are underneath the slanted part of the oil would become tumit from that kezayis when it makes. Tuma tachas hashipua kelim sheba'oil tmeh. And if there's a tuma underneath the slanted part of the oil, then the din is that kelim that are underneath the flat part of the oil would become tame, as it's all considered one oil, as long as there's an area of a tefah, by the height of a tefah, in the interior of the oil, it's considered an oil. It doesn't make a difference that most of the oil is on a slant. Tuma mitoichai. Hanogea bo mitoichai, tame tuma shiva. Umei achoi rav, tame tumas erav. A tuma that's inside an oil, because I want to make that's inside an oil. The din is that an oil, a tent, is choytes b'snei tuma, stops the tuma in its track. And it's also maybe if the tuma carries the tuma, meaning to say that the tuma is carried throughout the entire oil. So all the contents of the oil become tame from the mix. But the tuma would not travel any further than the oil itself. If the oil is choytes b'snei tuma, stops the tuma in its tracks. Now the oil itself would become tame from the mix, just like the contents of the oil become tame from the mix. If the oil is made out of the materials that the Torah says would become tame from a mace, such as pishdan, or sock, or linen, or sackcloth, or a hide. All these materials the Torah says that if the oil is made from them, and a tuma is inside the oil would become tame itself. Now the oil would become tame as if it was a kli that touched the mace. That the dinit, that a metal kli that touches a mace has the same din as the mace itself. Now anybody who touches a metal kli that touches a mace would become tame, as if he touched the mace itself, he would be tame for 7 days. But that's only the part of the oil that faces the mace. But the reverse side of the oil that's not facing the mace would have a different din. It would be tame, but it would not be the tame somebody else for 7 days. It wouldn't have a din as the mace itself. Instead, anybody who touches the reverse side of the oil that did not face the mace would only be tame ad erev, until the evening. Now that then is only after the mace is taken out from the oil. But before the mace is taken out from the oil, then both sides of the oil have the same din. So the Mishnah tells us that if there's a tuma inside an oil, then anybody who touches the inside of the oil itself, meaning to say, he touches the side of the oil that was facing the mace, he would become tame for 7 days. And that side of the oil has a din, like a kli maskus, a metal kli that touches a mace, that is matame somebody for 7 days. Even if that person touches the inside of the oil after the mace had already been taken out of the oil. But somebody who touches the reverse side of the oil after the mace had been taken out of the oil, he would only be tame out of Erev, he would be tame until the evening. But if there's a tuma facing the reverse side of the oil, in such a case, the din would be the opposite. Somebody who touches the reverse side of the oil would be tame for 7 days. And since the reverse side of the oil faced the mace, it had a din like a kli that touches the mace itself, that would be tame somebody for 7 days. But somebody who touches the inside of the oil, the side of the oil that did not face the mace, would be tame until evening. He would not be tame for 7 days. And that side of the oil, after the mace is taken away, does not have the same din as the mace itself, since it did not face the mace, and would not be tame somebody for 7 days. It would only be tame somebody ad erev. Kechati zayis mitocho, ukechati zayis me'achoro. Hanogea bo be mitocho, be me'achoro. Tamei tumaser. If there's a half a kezayis from a mace on the inside of the oil, and another half a kezayis from a mace on the reverse side of the oil, somebody who touches the oil itself, whether he touched it from the inside or the reverse side, is only tamei out of Arab, is only tamei until the evening. As in this case, since neither side of the oil faced an entire kezayis of a mace, neither side of the oil has a din like the mace itself. Instead, both sides of the oil can only be tame somebody out of Erev. Even though the oil itself would become tame for 7 days, since between the two half kizaitim we have an entire kizaitim from a maze that faces the oil. But neither side of the oil would have a din like a kli that touches the maze itself that would be matami a person for 7 days. Instead, both sides of the oil would only be matami a person who touches it out of air. Does a merudad ala art. Somebody who pitches a tent and has some extra material, part of the tent is dragging on the ground. Tuma tachta or agaba. And is a tuma underneath the part of the tent that's dragging on the ground? Do the kedayas from the maze underneath that part of the oil? Or do the kedayas from the maze on top of that part of the oil? Tuma bakas loila bakas yorida. The tuma from that kedayas from the maze would break right through the oil and go up. Or in the case where the tuma is on top of that part of the oil, it would break through the oil and go down. And even though an oil is chaytis b'fnei tuma, it stops its tuma in its tracks. That's only where the tuma is underneath the open part of the oil. But in this case, the tuma is underneath the part of the oil that's dragging on the ground. That part of the oil does not serve the oil and does not stop the tumor from going through it and going up or down. But anything inside the oil itself would not become tumid from the kedayas from the maze underneath the part of the oil that's dragging on the ground. So a person who enters the oil, even when there's a kedayas from the maze underneath the part of the oil that's dragging on the ground, would not become tumid. Oil shehu natoi ba'aliyah. A tent that is pitched in the upper floor. Mitzaso merudat ala arupa shebein bayis lali. Part of the oil that was pitched in the upper floor is dragging on the ground, and is dragging and covering a sky window that separates the bottom floor from the upper floor. And the kedayas from the maze in the bottom floor. That had the oil not been picked in the upper floor, then certainly the tumah from the kedayas from the maze would go through the aruba, through the sky window, and be metame the contents of the upper floor. But in this case, part of the oil that was pitched in the upper floor is dragging and covering the aruba, the sky window that separates the bayis from the aliyah. Rabbi Yossi Omer Matzah. Rabbi Yossi says, the oil that is picked in the upper floor would protect the contents of the upper floor from becoming tame from the maze on the bottom floor. And the tumah of the maze, even though it normally would escape and go through the aruba, but since part of the oil is dragging and covering the aruba, it stopped the tumah in its tracks from entering the aliyah. Rabbi Shimon Omer Eino Matzo Ajihei Notri Kinekias Oil. Rabbi Shimon disagrees. He said that the oil that is pitched in the aliyah cannot protect the tumah, cannot stop the tumah from going through the aruba and being metame the content of the aliyah. Unless the oil was pitched in the normal way, then oil was pitched, meaning to say that the part of the oil that has an interior is the part that's covering up over the aruba. In such a case, that would stop the tumah from going any further than the oil that is pitched right over the aruba. That is a din that an oil is chaytik b'fnei tumah, stops the tumah from going forwards. But in this case, where the part of the oil that's covering up the aruba is the part that's dragging on the ground, that part of the oil doesn't have a din of oil, so it's not chaytik b'fnei tumah, would not stop the tumah from going further. So therefore, the tumah would go right through that part of the oil and be the time of the content of the ali.